everybody. This is Hop Culture. We're the Hopkins sisters, Claire, Grace, Anne, and Tess. Four sisters living in different time zones, recapping our lives, giving each other unsolicited advice, and hopefully giving you a laugh in the process. Who knows, if you stick around, we might even touch on something substantial along the way. Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hey.
Thank you so much, listeners, for tuning into Hop Culture today. So recently, I have sort of had something on my mind. You know, I turned 35 last year. I'll be 36 this year, which I mean, just, I know.
Whoa.
I know. Middle age. I keep saying every year, like, that sounds so old, but it's like, it's just a broken record at this point. But for some reason, 36 just feels like that's, so old.
You're on the
approaching 40.
Like, yeah, you're I on know. The
nothing wrong slope with being 40. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just kidding. I just don't know how I feel about you approaching.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's really just like, it's just weird. It's not like bad. It's just weird.
You guys, I mean, you're not offending me because I don't want to offend anyone older than me by saying 36 sounds old. It's just when it's new to me, it feels old.
Yeah, you know? Everyone knows that it feels weird to age. I don't
exactly.
You need to do a disclaimer.
Yeah, you don't need to do a disclaimer. I just remember when mom and dad turned 40.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. No, I don't. Wait. Ooh. I don't.
You probably don't. You probably don't, because you were like a toddler. But I remember it, and just I remember them being like, whoa, that's so old, you know, and it's just funny that I can remember that, and now that's me coming up soon. But, you know, Dave and I had this conversation the other day. We went on a run together, and we sort of just were talking the whole time about coming to grips with the fact that we're aging.
Like, oh, no.
What that dark. Means and stuff. It was kind of dark,
that's
but it
super
was like.
Dark. But also brag that you were able to talk while you were running.
No, I.
Yeah. Yeah, and that you're just casually going on a run date.
Well, I accused him of like giving me a hint by inviting me on the run, which he had to like rebuff the entire time. But I, as we started off, I was like, I hate running with people because I hate talking. I hate talking and running. Mm-hmm. I love going with someone else who will talk. I just don't want to have to do the talking. You know, I enjoy listening, but I don't want
to
be talking.
Didn't you used to call mom while you were
running? Yeah, I actually have.
And have like very long
vivid memories of that. And you
I'm
were like
trying to remember.
Breathing heavy. Talking to her.
Yeah. It's really sad.
We all remember it.
I mean, if you guys want to bring that up, sure, I'll humble brag that I used to do that. But again, that was a different time. That was decades ago.
We all
ago.
Wished you wouldn't. Let's
yeah.
put it that way.
So I'm not at that
wow,
point
wow, that really
now.
Was almost decades ago.
It was over a decade
that's
ago.
That's crazy.
Yeah, ooh. It was. So sorry. This is a roundabout way of saying we're just talking about the fact that like we have to just treat ourselves different than we used to. We get injured easier. We can't just dive into a new activity and not expect to like be hurting. We have to watch what we eat a little bit more. We're just like, wow, we really are getting older, and like we have to face that. And it's just not what it used to be. And it was liberating to acknowledge it, but a little depressing, if I'm being completely honest. But the point of this is all to say, we thought it would be a fun topic for an episode, just things that you notice yourself doing more as you get older. And as you get older can look different for anyone. That can be, you know, we have a wide range of listeners. So just whether that means like you're in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, whatever. As you get older, things that you notice yourselves doing more. So we got some really fun responses on Instagram. And I would love to hear, before we dive into those, any that you guys have noticed in yourselves.
I have noticed that both of these, I feel like, are good things. I think there's a lot of good that comes from.
Yeah, that's a good point. They're not all bad things.
But I always talk about investment pieces. I have like this fixation on like, like with my clothes. I'm like, it's an investment piece. or like, you know, things for our house, I'm like, well, this is a really good investment. Like, this lamp will go with anything. It's timeless. I'm obsessed with like timeless.
I totally do that too. Like pieces of furniture that I'm like, this will stay with us for years. Yes. Like this will be, our children will grow up with this table. You know, exactly. Like it's worth it.
Exactly. So now I'm always like, I don't want to just buy, I want to save up for an investment piece. And it's pretty silly, but I mean, I do think that I like more of my things for longer. So that's got to be good. Mm-hmm. And then this has come up recently, but my obsession with fiber. I think I've been like really into fiber for a couple of years now. And that just doesn't seem like something that someone who's like young and careless is into.
Fiber and culture. I feel like I've been into fiber since my teens. I hopped on the fiber bandwagon
early with her fiber. That's true. But I agree with Tess that it's typically an older person. Along those same lines of Tess's fiber thing, actually, is something I've noticed is that when I think about traveling, one of the main things I think about is like how to help myself have good digestion while traveling. Mm-hmm. And that's like
critical.
That's going to make or break the trip. And I'm like, well, if I don't eat like the proper like fiber / drink water, and you know, like I have all these things that I'm like, I have to do this or the whole trip is just going to be ruined.
I feel like that, not to jump on yours, Grace, but I feel like that when it comes to travel and like sleep too. Like I used to be able to handle a red eye or like all of us in the same hotel room, which I mean, we still – like my family still, we all squish into a hotel room, but I don't enjoy it. We just do it. But like, I will just get cripplingly tired when traveling, and it really does destroy like the entire experience. And it's kind of a bummer.
Yeah. Yeah. And I used to like, if I had to leave the house at 4 a.m, I would just stay up all night. Because I was like, well, there's no point in going to sleep for like 3 hours.
Grace and now loves like, a there's no point in going to sleep situation. Even if there's plenty of time to sleep. Of
this. Yeah. That used to be like.
was your go-to.
That was my go-to. And now it terrifies me thinking of like not going to sleep. I'm like, well, I'm just going to be ruined if I don't get my sleep.
Yeah. A night without sleep is a really spooky, dark thought, honestly. Really. Mm-hmm. And do you have any?
As I get older, I notice that I'm just turning more and more into mom. Unfortunately, not in like most of the good ways, because I don't have the grit that mom has.
Mom's
her grit.
Has so much
chock
grit.
Full of grit. Speaking of fiber.
I don't like improve as much as mom, but I have noticed that it just takes me so long to come to decisions about like what to put in my house and like hang anything on a wall, or I think I've become more picky, and I really think about like, well, how is this gonna fit into the whole scheme of things, and then I just end up like not doing anything, and that is not something that I did when I was younger. Like when we were first married, I just bought stuff for the house and none of it went together, and I don't like any of it anymore. And there was no thought put into it. So I do have like analysis paralysis these days, and it seems to just be getting worse and worse. And then another thing is that I get really excited to buy clothes for my kids, and I don't really care as much about like my own clothes, and that has been a weird transition, because I used to love buying myself clothes, and now I'll be like looking at stuff for myself and I'm like, I don't know about this, I don't know if I'm excited about it, and then I'm like, well, I'll just look for kids stuff, and then I just want to buy everything. Stuff.
I was just talking to Luke about this, because I think it's just guaranteed to be cute, mm-hmm. like cuter mm-hmm. than it even is online, because
yeah.
you put your own child in it, and yes, mm-hmm. adorable. But stuff, it's the opposite often with the stuff you order for yourself.
Yeah, that's such a good point. For myself, it's like, yeah, it's the analysis paralysis of like, how does this fit in with other things I own? But kids, it's such a quick turnover too.
Yeah.
You don't have mm-hmm. the commitment of like, oh, this needs to be something that will work with everything in my closet. It's just like, oh, she'll wear this for one season and she'll outgrow it, you know? So mm-hmm. it's just, yeah. And I believe what you termed analysis paralysis in our family, we refer to as dithering when it comes to the middle-aged lady persuasion.
I've become
a ditherer too when you get older. And I think it's because you have so many people that you're trying to account for. Yeah. And you're trying to like worry about so many people's needs that it's like you can't help it, you know?
Especially if you're like spending money, then mm-hmm. you want to make sure that you're buying a timeless piece
exactly.
that will be in the family investment. For years. And it's easier to just say, I'll worry about this later, and then never come to a decision and take action.
I have actually a similar one that I was going to talk about, but it totally fits in with this because it's also something mom would always do, and it is being really attuned to and into what colors like flatter different people. Yes. And only wanting people to wear the colors that like they look good in, and complimenting people, being like, that color on you, it's just beautiful. Like, I remember thinking that was just so strange. It is such an old lady thing. I remember thinking, I was just like, that's funny. Like, I didn't really notice. And also, I just wanted whatever color was trendy. Like, I didn't really notice or care how I looked in it. And maybe it's just because I'm getting, like, paler and more, like, sickly as I get older. But I now I'm just like, okay, I need to wear jewel tones and like teal and like salmon pink.
There's no way jewel tones are in your color palette.
I'm just but like I need to wear like saturated colors. Like, I mean, I don't know. I just feel – I'm just talking generally speaking. Anne's really wanting to do a color analysis. Tell me what colors I should be wearing, genuinely.
Yeah, we should have an episode where Anne
a summer, does right?
a color analysis.
I don't know.
Like pastels
I think Claire's a
more
summer.
Muted.
Yeah, colors. I think probably pastels. I mean, not – like blush pink looks horrible on me, though. And they need to be kind of like more like saturated pastels.
People are always wanting to put Claire in blues, right?
I mean, I have blue eyes. Yeah. But I mean, I can't just go through life only wearing blue, like bright blue. Mm-hmm. But I do tend to gravitate to blue.
Like bright colors, not maybe like jewel colors.
Yeah, not jewel tones, but more like more brights.
Bright, summery, happy springtime.
I'll say this, sad beige colors do not look good on me.
It's our pale, pale skin.
Yeah.
It's our wanton skin, exactly. Is wanton the right word?
You mean wan, maybe?
Yeah, aren't wanton eyes something?
Wanton eyes, yes.
Yeah, not good.
Are wanton eyes bad? I'm looking it up right now. Are they inappropriate?
Yeah, I think.
Oh, they're flirtatious.
Oh, no.
Lascivious.
We do not have wanton skin. We have wands.
Never mind. We do not have wanton skin. Wan is the word I was looking for.
We have the opposite of
wanton skin.
I don't know if this is a product of aging. I think it is. But I have been working with the youth in our church. And lately I'll notice myself being like, he's such a good boy. I just feel like a grandma, you know? I'm like, look at that upstanding mm-hmm. yeah, young man. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm so old right now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, being around teenagers will make you realize how old you are if you're not mm-hmm. a teenager anymore. Mm-hmm. It's scary.
Another one I had was, this is one people joke about a lot on the internet, but saving bags and boxes that I think are like a nice shopping bag or a nice box.
I've got that bad.
And I also love a nice tote bag. Like, I just see so many uses for a good tote bag. And I go to church with 4 bags.
Oh, no.
I have so many bags. And I'm, like, trying to consolidate my bags. But it's just walking. I feel like walking into church with 4 tote bags is peak, like, middle-aged woman.
Yeah. Behavior. Well, it's better than me. I walk into church with just a handful of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't have any pockets in my dresses.
Grace has never been utilize bags. Mm-hmm. Well, except for her bags method.
Yeah. Well, I have really sloping shoulders, so I can't wear a bag.
That is actually...
That's a fair point.
Yeah. Look at them.
Look at them.
Mine are sloping, too.
We all have... I think we all suffer from... Well, I shouldn't say we all.
I'm like, for yourself. I actually have pretty knobby shoulders.
Mine are knobby, but my posture makes them.
Yeah, I mean, I have bad posture. I'm like, speak for yourselves. I'm just kidding. Okay, my last one is getting mad when there isn't like a human available to talk to at a business.
Yes.
Like when everything's automated. Yeah. I went to a dry cleaner yesterday, and we hardly ever need to get things dry cleaned. So I haven't been to one in a couple years. I pull up to the one I've been to before, and back when I went there last, there was, you know, just a person behind the counter. You drop it off, fill out a little card. This time it says open 24/7, which I'm like, do we need the dry cleaner open? Maybe. I mean, a laundromat would make sense, but I'm like, does a dry cleaner need to be open 24/7?
That's a good question.
So there's a door code. So you have, you know, which makes sense if it's open all night, but you have to text a number. And then you get a text back with a door code. And then they also send you a link to set up an account. So I'm in there trying to like set up an account. I hate how everything needs an app or an online account. I'm like, I literally just want to drop off a suit to be dry cleaned. Like this should take 5 minutes. You know, I'm setting up an account. I'm taking a picture of my credit card. And then, you know, there's instructions. There's a flat screen TV with instructions of like, you put it in this bag and you take pictures of everything that you're putting in the bag. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Can there just be a person that I hand this to and give them my name and phone number? I think it's cool. I mean, and I want to support a local business. I'll go back. But I just was like, this is so much more complicated than just like, and I think, that, you know, I know in a post-COVID world, businesses are trying to pivot. Like, I am sympathetic to all of that. But just
You are describing my dream situation, which is 24/7
business. It's made for you.
Mm-hmm. With a door code and no human contact. Mm-hmm. I love the idea of skulking in at 3 a.m. with some dry cleaning.
Yeah, just doing your errands in the middle of the night. Yeah. I mean, yeah, there are people it works for, but I just kind of miss simpler
times.
I don't
want to call you out, but I do, because how is this your dream when it is also your nightmare that there's no human involved?
That's true. That is so true.
Oh, Anne, such a good point.
I'll never live down the AI robot thing.
I also just don't think you should be going anywhere at 3 a.m.
Yeah, door code or not. Exactly. I'm like, that's so true. It's so scary. Well,
that's another sign of aging is I don't run my nighttime errands anymore. Part of that, I think part of it is in a post-COVID world, all the stores stop being open so late. And
yeah,
so
there's nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm just like trapped at night.
Okay, I have breaking news. This has just been DM'd to us. This is live, everybody.
Well,
from our cousin Hannah.
Quite live.
She says she sent a picture of Taco Bell brand cheesy Fiesta potato scented deodorant. And she says, which sister is most likely to try? Let's figure this out. Anne, I feel like.
Yeah.
Probably me. At first I was out.
The beauty expert.
At first I was in, then I was out. Now I'm back in again.
All within the span of 5 seconds?
Yeah. I heard Fiesta potatoes and I was like, And then I heard deodorant. I was like,
I mean, I'd give it a whirl.
I mean, a little spice. Yeah. You would just Yeah.
I'm curious.
All of those spices probably smell good.
Yeah.
It's just
the photo.
I'm interested in a car scent.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that would be.
Well, my car already smells.
I was going to say, just go to Taco Bell.
I don't know how much worse it could get.
Okay. Speaking of cousins, let's give our cousin Emma a shout out. It's her birthday today. Happy birthday, Emma.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Emma. Happy birthday. This is really. This episode is a cousin compilation, but
I love it.
By the time this comes out, it's neither breaking news live from Hannah nor is it Emma's birthday, but
it's true. Okay, I'm going to read some listener responses on things they've noticed themselves doing as they age.
When this comes out, will it be Dave's birthday?
Are we just going? Just doing shout outs? Yeah, I guess.
Happy birthday, Dave.
And you know what?
Happy birthday, Dave.
How could we forget our dear old dad 2 days ago? Happy birthday, Dad. It's actually also my nephew Micah's birthday. So happy birthday, Micah. He admitted to me he's never listened to the podcast, but maybe he started. So who else could give a birthday shout out?
You have to be a listener to get a shout out.
Okay, yeah. Listeners only.
Okay, let's get back on track. Okay, this one, all of these I literally relate to so much, so I'm curious if you guys do too. So this listener, I'll read it. She says, my kids have complained about commercials, and I've found myself saying, when I was younger, everything had commercials. Or in the car, when I was younger, I looked out the window and counted raindrops on the window. Only 30, but starting lots of back in my day and when I was younger comments. I've done this so much. Like when they complain in the car, like are fighting over things, I'm like, guess what? I didn't have a movie in the car. There was no movie in the car, which is actually a lie because we had that little mini DVD player. It was mostly for Tess to watch SpongeBob, but I mean, we all looked over her shoulder.
SpongeBob.
Not SpongeBob.
Claire.
Scooby-Doo. It was SpongeBob.
Scooby-Doo.
No.
I watched SpongeBob.
I have watched two SpongeBob episodes in my life.
No. We were watching SpongeBob on the trip where she got the mini DVD player because I remember Dad laughing uproariously.
But that was me and Anne.
I watched SpongeBob.
Okay, that's convinced
in our
me.
Weird
that's probably
hotel
true.
In Utah.
Okay. Maybe that was you and Anne. But someone was watching SpongeBob on a little DVD player in the car once. But no, Scooby-Doo. That's legit. But yeah, I get very touchy if they complain about entertainment in the car and also the commercials thing because they don't even know what commercials are called. And I'm like, oh, we had our favorite commercials. I love to like pontificate about. You know, what it was like when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. It's lots of fun.
I'm in activity days at church. And so we have like 8 to 11 year old girls. And somehow we were doing some kind of activity where we had like music playing in the background. And Baby by Justin Bieber came on.
Mm.
And you're like, what's this song? And then my companion and I turned it up and we were like, this song was the song of our generation. We were dancing and they were acting all like horrified by, and I was just like, I feel old.
Mm-hmm. This next comment goes perfectly with that. It says, listening to songs thinking they are recent but realizing they are decades old, which is very true. Yeah. So I have some songs I'm going to read you guys that came out in 2014. So they are 10 years old now.
Even that is shocking.
Shake It Off by Taylor Swift. That one actually feels...
10 years ago, though?
I know. I'm like, old? 10 five. Is crazy. Yeah, 5 seems reasonable. All About That Bass by Meghan Trainor.
I can see that one.
Habits. Mm-hmm.
That one feels older for some reason.
Remember Stay High?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That one was everywhere.
That one was a funny confession of our mom that she liked that song.
But she was like, remember, Grace, I don't know if mom will want this on.
She won't mind. Did she say she would listen to that song after I went back to college?
She was like, I gotta stay high all the time to keep you up.
What? That's such a weird.
It's so weird.
Such a weird confession. I love it.
Happy by Pharrell Williams.
Oh, that one feels
ages old.
That one feels old. Yeah, because
the infant ones that feel so old.
It's just so, it's like, we're so sick of it that I'm like, no, yeah, that one true. Feels.
We're just done with it.
Rather Be by Clean Bandit. That one doesn't seem 10 years old.
Oh, yeah.
I love that song still. I can't even think of what that is. It's the one that's like, there's no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When I am with you, there's no place I'd rather be. Oh, speaking of Claire singing, this is very niche. I love speaking of, I was the only one speaking of myself. Here's another story about myself. That's nothing to do with what we're talking about. Do you guys remember Line Upon Line, Precept on Precept from Saturday's
mm-hmm.
Warrior?
Mm-hmm.
We read that scripture the other day, and I was like, there was a great song from the 80s. And I sang it, and Dave was like, he's like, I don't remember that at all. And so he pulled it up on YouTube. I had it perfect. And he had to admit, he's like, that was pretty good. Because, you know, carrying a tune isn't my strength, but I still remembered it.
She gets it right sometimes.
I get it right. It's like you take 100 shots, you make one. Oh, that's what I'm going for. Yeah. Broken clock. Okay, Tess, this will remind you. This is, seems like a very Tess era song. She Looks So Perfect by 5 Seconds of Summer.
Oh.
Do you remember that one?
That was like a Tess era song?
I don't know. When that did you graduate? That
couldn't be more insulting. Oh, okay. Just like part of my
age. Yeah. Wasn't 5 Seconds of Summer like super big when you were in high school? They were,
but I hated them.
Oh, I didn't know you hated them.
You hated 5 Seconds of Summer?
Oh, I love 5 Seconds of Summer.
Yeah.
I still like 5 Seconds of Summer.
I'm in the minority there, but yeah, that is, wow.
I think that's enough. Well, Problem by Ariana Grande. I don't even remember which one that is. That's probably enough for now.
These all seem 10 years old. I thought that these were going to feel a lot.
You're right. I'm actually like,
if you went like 2016, I feel like that would be.
Yes.
Feel like that was just a couple years ago.
Yeah. Or even. That's true. Even 5 years. Should we look up 5 years ago?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like.
I think it was 2019.
I think time stopped in 2020.
That's very true. I think it did too.
2016 was 4 years ago. 2019 was like 1 year ago. Like.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really shocking.
Yeah.
But like 2015 was sort of like a lifetime ago. Oh, yeah.
That was like.
Because like the world shifted so much culturally after like 2015 that history now is only 5 years old.
Yeah.
But it's the 5 years from 2015 to 2020.
Okay. Circles by Post Malone.
What is that? That feels like it came out like. At most 2 years ago.
Yeah. Sucker by the Jonas Brothers.
What?
That feels like 5 years ago.
That doesn't feel like 5 whole years ago.
Lover, like the Lover album, came out in 2019. That's crazy.
That only feels 5 years old because I listened to it enough that I'm like, I have 5 years worth of.
And she's made
that's true. Album. And she's made
almost
so much
4 other albums since then. Yeah.
She's made a lifetime of music.
The rest of these, honestly, I don't even know because I'm so out of touch, so I don't know. Oh, Watermelon Sugar. That doesn't really seem 5 years old. No. Light On by Maggie Rogers. Now I'm just listing all the ones I'm familiar with. So yeah, I definitely feel like most of the songs that I still like and consider hype songs are from like the 2013 to 2019 era, and they just will be there like forevermore. Okay, let me read a couple more. Okay, Not Doing Something in the Evening because it's, quote, too dark outside. I do hate leaving the house once I've come home. If I've come home around 4 or 5, it's going to be real tough to get me out again.
If it's dark, I'm like, do I want to drive in the dark?
Mm-hmm.
I can't drive in the dark.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, driving in the dark is scary.
That used to be like my favorite pastime in college would be like, I'm going to go to Walmart at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, loud music at events, even dances, makes me irrationally outraged. I do feel like I get sensory overload like way more easily now than I used to. When I see patients in their 30s and then look at their birth date and think it must be wrong because the birth year is the same as mine. I was at Costco the other day and, you know, they have the date where it's like, don't sell alcohol to anyone born after this date. And it was, it's, what is it, 2003? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, what? Yeah.
Like, that happens sometimes, like, if I look up a celebrity and they were born, like, yeah, 2001 or something. And I'm like, oh, they're a teenager. I thought they were older. And then I'm like, oh, they are older.
They're in their 20s. Yeah, it's troubling. Okay, this one is so real. It says, I hung our cordless vacuum dock the other day after 3 years of ownership. And every time I walk past that room, I stop to catch a glimpse of it hanging there. I do this all the time with stupid small tasks I'm proud of myself for doing. Totally something my dad does. I do that so much. Like, and it's not usually for like aesthetic things. Like, oh, I got a new throw pillow, or like, hung a picture. Maybe hanging a picture would count, but it's not necessarily for cute things. It's mostly for things like that, where I'm like, I'm a functional human who has a well-organized home because I put a bin where all of the hats and gloves should go. You know, it's like, like a little tiny task. Yeah. I'm like, so proud of myself.
Taking care of business. Like, making it happen.
Leading, like, trying to get the people in your house to, like, acknowledge.
Oh, for sure.
Look at this thing.
Dave and I are both guilty of doing that, and also not super understanding of the other person doing it, even though we ourselves do it. But yeah, just being like, you know, it's just nice to have a bookshelf, you know? It feels good. Like, the littlest improvement. Yeah, that is so relatable. Well, we hope that, you know, you guys felt a little more validated. And like Tess said at the beginning of the episode, these aren't bad things necessarily, you know? It's just I'm trying to make it meaningful. With time comes wisdom and life experience. So with that, let's do weekly wins.
Speaking of aging, I started using Anne's it is a retinol, right? Or a retinoid cream, the A313. Mm-hmm. I just started it last night, so I can't really speak to its properties, but I know it's working because my face burned so bad today.
No!
I had to use my ice roller for the day. I was just ice rolling in the afternoon.
Was there even a tiny bit of moisture on your face when you put it on?
I didn't think so. I got dressed and tried to, like, you know, let it air dry for a while, and then it on. But I think, you know, it's just, I know it's good. Because you know,
the fact
I know
that it
it's
does
like,
anything
it's
is
penetrating,
like,
and it's burning is exciting. It's
not like snake oil or something. Like,
yes. Yeah. I'm scared for the purge that I know is about to come, but I'm very excited.
Mine never made me peel.
Oh yeah, how is your?
Is that bad though? Like, does that mean it's not working?
I don't think so.
I saw a lot of people on Amazon saying that tretinoin. Wait, did you get real tretinoin, Claire?
Mm-hmm. Wait, is that the purge you're referring to?
Yeah, I mean, but I'm just using the Amazon version, but I think there will be a purge still.
But as a purge, just that your skin peels?
I'm sorry, the purge. No, the purge is it brings up like acne.
Oh, yes, that did happen to me.
And you break out a lot.
But it was quick. It was only like a couple days though. Yeah, it was very quick. Good. Yeah.
I hope that happens to me.
Well, good. I'm really scared. I'm always worried to say anything about anything.
Mm-hmm.
People are influenced by me.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah. Like it. Mm-hmm. So I hope it goes well.
Everyone make your own medical care decisions under the influence of a physician.
I'm visiting Anne this weekend, and I have a little list of tasks for her, and one of them is I just put diagnose my skin. So I do plan to force Anne to like make me a skincare regimen.
I wouldn't put too much stock in me, but
You're all we've got.
It's already happened, so.
Well, I watched the Mean Girls musical movie.
Oh, I want to watch that.
It's on Paramount Plus, and it's pretty good. I loved it. I watched it too. Oh, you watched it?
I watched it on your recommendation, and it was really cute.
It was, I mean, I knew I was going to like it because I really liked the musical. And when I heard about, like, the casting, especially for Regina and for Janice, I was like, oh, it's going to be good. Because you really just need those two to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And they were fantastic. Mm-hmm. And so the movie was quite good. And then Damien was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
I laughed out loud.
He was.
Many times.
Yeah, me too. I loved it. Luke said, and I think this is probably the beef that if people have beef with it, it's probably that, like, he said it was weird watching it and hearing all the, like, jokes from Mean Girls, but from new people. He was just like,
they didn't really change, like, any myself. Dialogue.
Yeah. So, but I expected that, and so I was like, it's just gonna be Mean Girls, but with, like, some fun songs.
Yeah.
And I loved it. And some Gen Z jokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it made any joke that they did change land even better because it was a twist.
And some jokes, personally, I liked how they delivered some of the lines a little better. That might be a hot take.
But. I don't know if this is a spoiler, but I liked Lindsay Lohan's
appearance. That was so fun.
That was great.
I think that's a spoiler, but it's okay.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. She is. I just looked up the cast and she's on there. But she wasn't like, she didn't have a role, so it seemed like it was probably like a cameo.
Yeah.
Well, I also had kind of a blast from the past weekly win, but not a reboot, just revisiting Call the Midwife.
I love Call the Midwife.
That show, my favorite thing about that show is it always introduces me to, like, troubling social issues that I didn't know about. And then it sends me on, like, a Wikipedia deep dive. But it's, like, that's so satisfying to me and, like, my favorite type of entertainment. And every episode is, like, a new dire social problem that, mm-hmm. you know, I get to research. And they're just so kind. I've never met, mm-hmm. you know, a group of healthcare workers as compassionate and, like, understanding. There's no way they all really could have been so angelic, but I don't know. I just love the show. It's mm-hmm. troubling. I think I'm far enough removed now from having a newborn that, like, I can enjoy it again because I had to take a couple years off because it's really hard to watch when you have a new baby or are pregnant. Mm. But it doesn't trouble me as much now. And I don't know. It's just such a good show. I can't believe they keep – it's kind of like Law and Order-esque where every time it's like, how will they come up with a new crazy situation? But they manage to, you know, and it doesn't feel as contrived. Mm-hmm. So I just love it. I love revisiting shows that I used to love.
Yes. I love mm-hmm. when you've forgotten enough that it's mm-hmm. like watching it anew.
Yeah, exactly.
My weekly win was – Daylight Savings.
What?
What? What's wrong with that?
I
agree. Wait, how does it ruin?
It's ruined my sleep a bit, but
yeah, I can barely Daylight drag Savings. Myself out of bed in the morning.
Okay.
But to each their own.
Let me talk.
Exactly. I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding. I want permanent Daylight Savings because I hate switching back and forth. But I don't want them to get rid of daylight savings because I like when it stays light
mm-hmm.
till later.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I want permanent daylight savings.
I want that too.
If you disagree, I think you are crazy.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all voted for this on our voting episode.
Yeah. I think that's true. It's been great for me because Gwen is my alarm clock. And so now my alarm clock goes off an hour later every day. And that's great.
for me.
I don't know why I just feel so tired in the morning. Like, I'm not getting up. I don't get up that early. But for some reason, it doesn't, I know this is a broken record. It doesn't make sense that 1 hour difference just destroys my sleep abilities, like, so deeply. But, I mean, this one is better. No, I think the fall one's better for me personally, but.
I do think it's easier in the fall. Mm-hmm. But my strategy every time is just not to know that it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes it's just like ignorance is bliss. Mm-hmm. And I'd be kind of like, I'm a little tired today. And
yeah.
Yeah. It truly, it lasts like a few days and everyone is like.
Yeah.
Acts it's not like that their bad. Whole world has been mm-hmm. upended.
Yeah,
it's true. It's true.
Yeah,
and we all have to talk about it every single time.
I don't really know why.
We all have to like discuss it.
It's like next week we won't even remember this happened.
I had honestly forgotten.
Except that we can go on a walk after work.
Yeah,
that's the thing is I'm like, why am I in the end? Why do I feel happy?
It's true. Okay, I think that wraps it up for this week. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to subscribe to our show and visit our website, hopculturepod.com. We'll also be popping up on Instagram throughout the week, so follow Hop Culture Pod for more fun. See you next week.